So Paul says, I am writing to you concerning the erroneous doctrine and expectations that's going around.
When my life is over, Christ comes.
Concerning the coming of Christ and our gathering together unto him.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by a spirit, some spirit that's trying to move you away, or teach you or seduce you in another understanding.
There ain't no way Christianity is going to endure on this earth after my death.
Nor by word.
And if he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again.
Don't let nobody tell you that Paul said that this is what would happen.
It's a very devastating statement the Apostle Paul said.
Neither by letter that they try to back up that.
I have been charged with preaching another gospel.
The resurrection is past already and Christ has already come.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today.
Concerning the day of the Lord or the day of Christ at hand. How soon is he coming now? Do we know?
When my life is over, Christ comes.
And then he goes on and he says this.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
Let no man deceive you. Here is my proclamation concerning the coming of Christ.
When I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
That is greater than Jesus Christ today. See, because it's a very devastating statement the Apostle Paul said.
Amen.
He said, if a man come and preach another gospel than has been preached, let him be accursed, which I have been charged to do, preaching another gospel.
Some spirit is trying to move you away or teach you or seduce you in another understanding. Let no man deceive you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come, bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord,
who stand by night
in the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. You in spirit and in truth. Oh, let it be so, Lord. Let it be so. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let your will be done, Father. Have thine own way is my prayer. Heal those, O God, that are in need of healing. Oh, strengthen those that are weak, O God. Oh, help us in this hour. We know that you are the God that does supply our need. So help us now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may take your seats.
Glory.
All right. Sister Dan, you're going to sing a song for us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray.
Hallelujah!
And today I walk
is getting brighter.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
As the golden stairs I climb, every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
There no tear will dim the eye. And to at the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
And I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty. But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me, and the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood.
Hallelujah.
But his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody hear me okay?
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, his name is Jesus.
Yes.
He's the author and the finisher of our faith. The one who has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible, not defiled, that fadeth not away, preserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. At this hour, by God's divine decree. I don't think God's surprised about who's here and who's not here. Glory, glory. I think who's here has always been in the foreknowledge of God. Who belongs to him in his foreknowledge? We he had foreknown and predestinated.
Hallelujah.
And the foundations of God stand as sure, having this seal. God knoweth them that he is.
Amen.
And let everyone name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You know, iniquity that will be your ruin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory.
So once again we're gathered. It's the Sabbath day. Plus we have the word of God, the admonition.
Hallelujah.
We're admonished to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Even so much the more as we see the day approaching. Meaning not only that we come together in a building, but we dwell together. Yeah, that's the real meaning of it. Because in the kingdom we'll dwell together. In Christ we dwell together. We don't just show up on Sabbath and say, here we are in Christ, but we are in Christ eternally. Praise the Lord. Sabbath day. We're talking about dwelling together. Listen to Psalm 133, verse 1. It says, behold, take a look at this. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Isn't that wonderful? Good and pleasant. Is that the truth or not? Hallelujah. We should all be striving for it then. To dwell together in unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, that's probably the ultimate test, you know. If we say we're Christians, that's one thing, but the ultimate test is when we dwell together with the people of God. That takes all the shuck and jive out of it. It tells a true story. It makes things manifest. You understand? It is the ultimate test.
Hallelujah.
When we dwell together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's different, you know, if we only see each other once or twice a week.
Yes.
We're some of the nicest folk.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
You wouldn't think the lady that sang that pretty song just now, that was time she wouldn't speak to me. You wouldn't believe that, would you?
Huh?
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, well.
Amen.
But that doesn't mean that she's not
right.
child of God.
Right. Amen.
She loves the Lord.
Yeah.
Waiting patiently.
Yeah.
She don't remember, but I do.
Hallelujah.
There's been time when those sisters wouldn't speak to me out there.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I tell the truth in Christ and I lie not.
Amen.
Nevertheless, none of these things move me.
All right.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
I would always speak to them when I could do so in peace.
All right.
Sometimes, Brother Phil, you just have to be quiet.
There you go.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's Brother Phil's quote. Isn't that wise?
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to be quiet.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I got a quote from Brother Kirk. He has some good ones. They're talking up there now. I don't know what they're doing. Is everything working all right?
Yes, sir.
Your quote, Brother Kirk, remember?
Which one?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Going to tell everybody.
All right.
Incidentally, I'm so glad you're here, saints.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad that you're here. Glad that we're here.
Amen.
Those that are listening, I'm glad that you're here.
Amen.
And I'm certainly glad that the one that hold our hand is here.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, here's a quote, Brother Kurt. Yeah, I know this place, God has it's God's purpose. There's a purpose in it.
Hallelujah.
Let me see, did I say that right? Help me out. This place, God has a purpose in it.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
Yes.
But he said, if it wasn't for that purpose, you take some dynamite and blow this place up.
That's what
you say. Well, I agree with it. I agree with it. Some like to pussyfoot around, but I just like to speak the truth. You know that. If this God's purpose wasn't in it, it's not too appetizing. I can tell you that. But for anybody that has a love for God, love God's people, seeking the will of God, seeking the return of Jesus Christ, then it's all right. Yeah, that overcomes all the other stuff. But if it wasn't for that, yeah, like Brother Kurt said, we take dynamite and blow it up. Is that all right?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Because this is the ultimate test.
All right.
You know, we're all fine Christians by ourselves.
Sure.
We work well in loopback.
Yeah.
But put us in the system. Put us with the brother and with the sister. And we don't fare so well. How do you know? Because we said, you know, I could live for God, right? But brother make me not be able, and sister make me not be able, preacher make me not be able, huh?
Yeah.
So this is the ultimate test, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The God who loves us, he proves all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, we've had tests that really didn't challenge us, but we won't have any from God that don't challenge us. We won't say, man, that test was a, I just blew through. God don't give me anything like that. Hello. Glory, glory. Yeah, God's test is going to challenge you to the utmost. Hallelujah, because he's going to save you to the utmost. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Like the preacher said, he's going to shake every bush.
Amen.
Lift up every stone.
Amen.
He's going to search you through and through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, when he show up, you'll be ready for him. He'll be ready for you.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
So we've seen it time and time again, you know, the trial of living with God's people.
Yeah.
And many say, well, I'd love to be there. Well, just understanding that it'd be a trial of your faith.
Right.
I know living out there is a trial of your faith. No different here.
Amen.
Living with God's people, it's a great trial.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. As long as you understand, you coming here won't deliver you from your trial.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you're just, the bar will be raised.
Right.
Understand?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Well, the psalmist said, try me, O Lord.
Amen.
Is that what you say?
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Us being saved has to do with our neighbor as well.
Glory, God.
The body of Christ, our love for the brethren. We were talking about standing before the judgment seat of Christ, giving account, and we must, it's written.
Amen.
What are we going to give account for? Well, the deeds we've done in our body.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Or the deeds we've not done in our body.
Yes, sir.
You understand that there with opportunity, privileges come responsibility. You all know that we have a responsibility as sons of God.
That's right.
Yes.
That's why there's going to be a judgment seat.
Amen.
We're going to have to give account of how we dealt with our brother.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
How we was our brother's keeper.
Yes. Amen.
How we was faithful in our worship and service
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
In our seeking God.
Amen.
No, we will be.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been told that we're here to learn how to worship God.
Oh my God.
To learn discipline. Forsake all.
Yes,
deny ourselves and take up our cross.
Yes.
Of course, that's the same with any Christian. It's no different requirement.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
It's the same thing, same test. But this is just the advanced test. You understand? You got to do it with the other people, then it's an advanced test. I know we ace the test when it's just us.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah. Try me, Lord.
Amen.
Well, here we are, and we're being tried.
Yeah.
And not only do we have to deal with our own iniquity, well, we have to deal with the harvest too.
Yeah.
No?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're not only affected by our shortcoming, but by our neighbor's shortcoming as well. Faithfulness is required, though. Steadfastness, you understand.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
I've got a word here. I'm going to look at it here in a minute. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Again, I want to say that I stand before you in fear. Fear and trembling. All right? Because in being meek and humble, submitted to God, I'm still required to speak the word with boldness and confidence.
Amen.
Not with arrogancy and pride, but in boldness and confidence.
Amen.
I can't say, well, maybe we'll have to give account. I can't do it like that. We will give account.
Oh, yes.
For for the things that we've done, the deeds we've done in our bodies. See how I say that? Hallelujah. What does that mean, you brother? Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, when I preach, always include me. And I've heard lots of preaching. You've heard lots of preaching. One of the other things that's been said is, for all the labor and work that's been done here, there's little fruit. You understand how long this gospel has been preached? The gospel, the coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With fervor and zeal and anointing and power. Anybody understand? How many ears it's reached? How many broadcasts it's gone over? Very little fruit. No? That should cause you to tremble.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Of course, the scriptures say, few there be that find the way that leads to life. Many are called, few are chosen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The way that leadeth to life is narrow.
Yes, Lord.
The gate is straight.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it is the way that leads to life. There's no other way. We must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. If we follow Jesus, we'll take our cross. That's the only way. We will deny ourselves and take up our cross. Else we're not following Jesus. We follow Jesus, we love the brethren, we serve them. We bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. For the cause of Christ. That's how we can dwell together in unity.
Praise God.
For the cause of Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
What would prevent us if we find the greater cause?
Yeah.
Everybody see where I'm coming from? When we can't dwell together in unity, we find a cause greater than the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
We all stick with the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
We can dwell together in unity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. True. Thank you, Lord.
It is the truth.
Yes.
And it's a testimony against us.
Yes.
You know, all these excuses that we make up.
Yes.
And the answer is we find another cause greater than the cause of Christ.
Yes.
Imagine a wretched sinner finding a greater cause. But they do. It might be my calling. Well, we all have a similar calling.
Glory.
We're the same calling.
Yes.
Everybody understand?
Yes.
Ultimately, our calling.
Yes.
Has to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We're called to be saints. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
So yeah, there's ways that we can preach and not include ourselves. You know that, don't you?
Amen.
Some may not perceive it, but it can be perceived. You know, we can preach, this is for so-and-so, and, you know, for all the slothful, lazy people.
My Lord.
Not like me, you know, that are not like I am.
Oh, God.
That's not good preaching, though.
Amen. Amen.
And then there's a preaching that points to you and what you've done.
Amen.
No?
Amen.
No, sir.
Not good preaching, though.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, here's what Jesus said. Search the scriptures.
Oh, yes.
For in them you think you have eternal life, but the scriptures testify of me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In our preaching, in our dealing with one another, in our testifying, our testimony, you know what we ought to do?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we ought to point to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's a good testimony. That's a good preaching. That's good preaching. Hallelujah. That's a good confession.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory,
glory.
And of course, if we have a gift, it has to be sanctified.
Yes.
And yes, we need someone to receive it.
Hallelujah.
We heard that this morning.
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, for God to receive our gift, we must receive the gift that He gives.
Hallelujah.
Which God gives us, Jesus Christ.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's greatest gift.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless.
Yes.
Bless.
Yeah, when we receive him, then God can receive our gift. Because he's the one that, Christ is the one that sanctifies. He's our high priest who makes our sacrifices acceptable to God. Hallelujah. There's no sacrifice acceptable to God pointing to yourself and your calling what you've done. No, it's not acceptable to God. Hallelujah. The sacrifice is acceptable. It testifies Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that all you do? Well, if you testify of Jesus Christ, then you testify of the body. Hmm? Glory, glory.
Glory.
So we will be, we are accountable. Some of us are not faithful in coming to the tabernacle. You know that, don't you? Are they brothers? Well, I believe so. But some are not faithful. I'm sure there's excuses, though, but they're not acceptable either. Huh? Why? The Bible says you are without excuse. The other thing is we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Huh? Like Joshua said, we are well able. Let us go up at once. That's the land.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Your brother Sarah said it was needful. Well, evidently God saw it needful for him to be taken away.
Yes.
Of course, we don't. We were told. No.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we can't just sit on our laurels and play dead. I heard him say that too. Well, Brother Sarah's not here. No need for us to go to the tabernacle. No need for us to serve one another and love one another. No need to rejoice. No need to pray, huh?
Hallelujah.
Some of that's going on, you know.
Amen.
But it's only revealing what was in the heart. You understand? There's a revelation going on here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those that love the Lord and seek the Lord, they're still loving him and seeking him.
Hallelujah.
Because God is still seeking them. Is he seeking you? Hallelujah. It is the Lord's doing that we are sought out. A city not forsaken.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So some believe that because Brother Steer is not here with us in person, no one should preach. No one should edify. No one should prophesy. We should just play dead? That's not the case. Christ still liveth in me. Glory, glory. Still have a testimony. I still have a song. I still have a praise. Hallelujah. He's still working in me to make me what I ought to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm speaking for edification. Praise the Lord. For edification. And we should edify one another. That's part of our responsibility as members of the body. Not just to do what pleases us, but what edifies the body. No. That's our portion.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm always going to testify of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
He's the one working in me, living in me. That's not my doing. That's my testimony. Christ liveth in me. Huh? Praise the Lord. So I'm able to see Christ in you.
Amen.
It's God's hope of glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all don't realize that this is the Lord's doing? Some say, well, since Brother Sears not here, there's no anointed preaching. God doesn't come visit us anymore. Well, I can't go along with that. Here he is visiting us. Hallelujah. And the promise is, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. Thank you, Lord. I know that there are some out there that are listening and are being edified. To God be all the glory. Because God has made it possible for the word still to go forth. Your brother Sarah's gospel of the kingdom is still being preached. How about that? Yeah. Though he's sleep, he's still speaking. What are you doing, Brother Wright? I'm saying amen. Amen. That's what I'm saying. It is a righteous response. Hallelujah. You mean he's going to preach all this fire and truth and there's not going to be a resounding amen here after he's gone? That's not right. I say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So we're in a great trial of our faith.
Yes, we are. Thank God.
Yeah, we do thank God.
Yes.
So precious, the trial of our faith. We can't ace this test, you know. Yet not I with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God means for us to pass it. But it's going to be a test. It's not going to be something pseudo. You know, we like pseudo things. You call them a test, but it's not. No, we're in the test. The trial of our faith. Every day. Praise the Lord. Every moment of every day. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for that. The end of that is when he hath tried us, we shall come forth as gold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Overcome every obstacle.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Be delivered out of every affliction.
Yes, Lord.
Cast down every doubt and every fear.
Glory.
Eventually, death will be swallowed up in victory. It is the last enemy. After that one, we won't fight anymore.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, Jesus.
Worthy, oh God.
Faith, courage, and patience. We need faith and courage and patience.
Yes, Lord.
The elements that's needed to mature those is called time. Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Which there's an end to time.
Amen.
Yeah, these can't be perfected in eternity.
No.
They'll manifest, but these things, faith and courage, well, faith will come to the end of it. How about that?
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's called our salvation.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Worthy.
Here's the word I'm going for. It's I'm going to read the definition. Tired. Worn out. Boy, you wouldn't want those parts on your vehicle. Without further liking. Without patience. Without tolerance. Or zeal. Bored with. Or bored of. How about that?
Right.
Irksome, tedious, tiresome. Well, the word is weary. That's the word.
Amen.
We go to the tabernacle, but we're tired with that stuff. We're bored of that. We go pray, but I'm bored, tired. Maybe I'll go do something else. What does the word say about it? Well, let us not be weary.
Hallelujah.
We'll do it. to be hypocrites, don't be hypocrites.
Jesus.
Yeah. Come on down and do it faithfully.
Jesus.
And if at first you don't succeed,
try again.
Yes, hallelujah. Well, let me read our scriptures about the weary. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, of course, the first one. Let's try Micah 6. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Receive a prophet's reward.
Lord, amen.
Is that not true?
Yes.
Receive a righteous man, receive a righteous man's reward.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Thank you, Jesus.
I see some here are receiving
my Lord.
The prophet's reward.
Glory.
I am.
Glory.
Yes.
I'm receiving a righteous man to reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, some believe that to mean they receive some high revelation that sets them above everybody. Yeah, that's what some call the prophet's reward. But that is carnal. The prophet's reward is revelation truth. Found in anything, everything, even the things that we overlook. Huh?
Right.
No?
Yes.
And, God's word is true, is pure. It's not contradictory.
No. And you're the prophet.
Hmm? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. So like I say, I believe that there are some here that are receiving the prophet's reward. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 And receiving a righteous man's reward.
Yes, Lord.
Because the scriptures they're inexhaustible. You understand what I say? You can take one scripture there, and you can expound on it all day long and still never scratch the surface. Some think that they take the scripture and it just means this concerning me. That's garbage. That's not God's word. Yeah, God's word is eternal. Liveth and abideth forever. Huh? And we haven't got to the end of it. No, no, no. And as long as we walk in truth and submit to God, then we can get more. The moment we get high and mighty, and nobody know but me, then that's when our lights go out. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Scripture pertains to all of us. Yeah, God knew you before you were formed in the womb. No? Hallelujah. Huh? He put his word in your mouth.
Yes.
It's not even in our mouth. It's the word of faith that we preach. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you,
Jesus.
Bored. Yeah. You know the manifestation of bored, huh? You know. Dead looks. Praise the Lord. Well, again, let me remind you, let us not be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary. Be not weary, pilgrims. You're going to be in the patient waiting you, not being weary. We'll reap in due season. If we faint not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And the prophet not only gave me fish and bread to eat, he taught me how to fish. You understand? I'm still getting food. Is that all right? I still find bread to eat. That's how I've received from the prophet. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. I still love to worship God. Hallelujah. I still love God's people. Glory, glory. I still have a shout. Still have a song. Glory, glory. And And I don't think it's carnal. And if you do, it doesn't bother me. And it won't stop me. Hallelujah. I would admonish you now that we should give glory to God. We shouldn't have a calling so high that we can't give glory to God anymore.
That's right.
You call yourself right out of God's grace. You got a call and you can't gather with God's people. Call you right out of God's grace. See how simple I speak it? Well, what should we do with stuff like that? Well, we shouldn't be partakers of it. You know, just because somebody is charismatic, you shouldn't mess with them. If you do, then guess what? If you give place to the devil, anybody know what happened? The Bible said, give no place to the devil.
He shall prevail.
No place.
No place.
Give no place.
No place.
This is the word of God. No one should have any problem with this.
Hallelujah.
Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, there's no gospel where we shouldn't worship God, or we shouldn't praise God, or we shouldn't magnify that. Huh?
Hallelujah.
But there's a spirit going around that say we shouldn't do it. You understand? Yeah, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Say you shouldn't worship. Huh? We need to worship God because He's worthy. Offense with this. This is just the gospel truth. Yeah, he's great and greatly to be praised. He's high and lifted up. Hallelujah. Righteous response is to worship Him. Glory, glory. This is how we come together in unity. And worship to God. If that's what we want to do, we can come together. If we want to exalt ourselves, we can't do it. But if we come here to worship God, we can do it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. This is a house of worship. We have come into this house. We've gathered in His name to worship Him. Come to worship man or any man's calling. Huh? Hello? No one should have any problem with what I'm saying. This is the truth. This is for your edification. You ought to say, amen, brother. Amen, brother. Yeah, we are all God's children by faith in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, there are spirits that manifest here. Huh? That's what hindered the worship. That's what hindered God getting the glory. And I talk like this and they get offended. What the hell with them? He's still worthy. About flesh and blood. I'm talking about spirit. You know, when God comes in a man's heart, you know what that. Yeah, that. Yeah. I saw the Lord, He was high and lifted up. Flame filled the temple. Thank you, God. Holy. Holy. You tell me you see the Lord and you act like a sourpuss and exalt. When you see the Lord, you get down. Hallelujah. You worship Him. Nobody had to tell Isaiah. Nobody had to tell him. He said, I saw the Lord. I know what happened when people see the Lord. So I don't care what kind of facade you put on these damn spirits. They're from hell.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Right.
Right. worship. Huh? He deserves it. Monopoly on the scriptures. I can die and the world keep right on turning. Huh? I'm not the Savior, he's Jesus Christ. How about that? That's not the spirit we have around here, Lord. Huh? I point you to the Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, he saved to the uttermost. He saved the lowly. He saved the cast out. He saved, yeah, the desolate. What about the proud? Well, he can't save them. He can't save the proud. He had to bring them down first. He resists the proud. He know them afar off. Well, why are you so stirred up, Pastor Wright? Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the battlefield.
Right.
Yeah, spiritual wickedness in the high places. Powers, principalities. Yeah, it's not Pastor Wright that come here to worship God. It's them damn devils that you fellowship with. It's them devils that you fellowship with. It's you and your sin. I don't prevent anybody from coming. Come on. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
Hallelujah.
A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself.
Bless you, Lord.
And a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire.
Hallelujah.
Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures.
Yes, Lord.
This was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet. And the sole of their feet was like the sole of a cast foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion.
Hallelujah.
On the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle.
Hallelujah.
Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another. And two covered their bodies. As they went everyone straight forward, whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned.
Hallelujah.
As the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures, with its four faces.
Yes, Lord.
The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. They four had one likeness. Their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle
of a wheel.
Amen. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful. And their rings were full of eyes round about them four.
Amen.
And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them.
Yes.
And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up.
Yes.
Whethersoever the spirit was to go, they went.
Amen.
Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them.
Right.
For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels.
Amen.
When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmaments were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two, which covered on this side, and every one had two, which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech,
hallelujah,
as the noise of an host.
Hallelujah.
When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads.
Yes, sir.
When they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone.
Yes, Lord.
And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of the fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward.
Yes, Lord.
I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about.
Amen.
As the appearance,
ooh, Jesus,
of the bow that is in the cloud,
hallelujah,
in the day of the rain.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So was the appearance of the brightness round about.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory.
This was the appearance,
glory, God,
of the likeness,
yes, Lord,
of the glory of God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. And when I saw it,
hallelujah,
I fell upon my face.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 And I heard a voice,
hallelujah,
of one that spake.
Yes.
See how it is when you see the glory of God?
Hallelujah.
In every account.
Glory.
Everybody understand?
Glory.
You get on your face.
Hallelujah.
You're not testifying of you seeing the glory of God in your pride and arrogancy and your superiority over everybody. Huh? The Holy Spirit of God can't discern that, huh? Well, I tell you, I can. By the Spirit of God. Huh? You can call me a liar if you want to. You got the Spirit of God, you can discern. Huh? When you see the Lord, when you do,
hallelujah,
it don't exalt you.
Glory.
Huh? With all your ministering and all your callings,
right,
and yourself exalted, you ain't seen the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ain't seen. If you see him, you get down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You don't have to convince me. Let's get on your face. Come on. Let's get on your face. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now we're told that Jesus Christ is the expressed image of the brightness of his glory. And when you see him, you get on your face.
Hallelujah.
It brings you down. It's humility. When you see Christ in your brother, if you see him, then it brings about some humility. And if you don't see him in your brother, then you don't see him. Everybody hear me preaching? I don't care if you believe. it or not. You just go to hell. But you can't see Christ in your brother. You can't see him. And when you see him in your brother, humility. Humility. Everybody hear that? This is your time. That sounds like an ominous warning, doesn't it?
Huh? Peace to you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I got peace in me. I got joy in me. So all the ominous warning don't mean nothing to me. Huh? This is our time. Yeah. His. Our time is in his hand. Huh? Let's not speak ambiguity. Let's speak plainly. Huh? Let's please peace. Speak plainly. Help me to do it, Lord.
Oh, bless you. Word of faith, he'll help you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say something wrong, did I? Word of faith will help you, Pastor.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm making no demands on anybody here.
No.
I'm speaking the word of truth. We have had it where demands were made on us. And we went through the motions. But our hearts weren't changed. Our hearts must be changed. We must be changed. We must be changed. This is God's purpose for us, that we be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
Jesus!
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, you don't sound too humble. Well, don't you see me standing? Huh? Praise the Lord. I told you what I like to do. Anybody remember? I like to sit in the back. After I come in late and then leave early. I like to sit back there and watch y'all. But since there's a spirit that within me, it calls me to come in here and seek God's face. How about that? That's what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, we have plenty of room up here. Hallelujah. Know when people go to the fight, they pay big money for ringside seats.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. They go to the concert, they want to be right there at the stage. Well, this is just God's house. Let me sit in the back. Y'all don't mind me preaching, do you? I'm not going to act like, God sees it. This don't have anything to do with my heart. That's a lie. Yeah, everything that we do manifests what's in our heart. The way we say amen, the way we don't say amen, the things we say when the preaching's going on, things we don't say. Come on! We'll have to give account for what we do and what we don't do. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Humble yourself.
Yes.
In the sight of the Lord.
Yes.
He will lift you up.
Hallelujah.
You know, we can use cliches and things to muddy the water. It all depends upon our intent. Which God judges. You know he judged the intent of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We shouldn't come to the house of God to worship. I mean, we shouldn't work so that there's a spirit that welcomes it. Now we got all these spirits that don't welcome it. How do you know? Well, I do know, because I come to worship him. You know they come in with the body. Yeah, they do. They come in with a body. Well, if we want to sit in our seat and just cross our legs, we go down to the beach or something. We come here to worship God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad I'm called to worship him. You understand, this is not me. There's something in me that, hallelujah. And it's not the same spirit in you that calls you to worship God? Have you seen it? Praise the Lord. Shake off those heavy things. Lift up those holy hands. Let all God's people praise you. Hallelujah. Glory. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Our revelations and our prophecies shouldn't come against the worship and praise of God. Come on here. We shouldn't throw out, huh? Now we see Jesus.
Amen. I'm Lord Jesus.
How long has this gospel of the coming of Jesus been preached? Ever since he left. And the response is still required to be the same. The hearts of the people that heard it way back then, it was to have a yearning for his coming. It's supposed to do the same for us.
Glory.
Yeah, yearning for his coming. Not just some knowledge that you know when he's coming and what train he's going to be on, but to have a yearning. Actually be looking for him. Again, you say, I'm looking for him. Well, if you're not looking here, you're not looking for him. Huh? You're not looking for him. You disdain your brother. And you look in a book. That's not where Christ is. He's right here. He's right here. He's right here. Hallelujah. He's not in any inanimate object. When he's in, we live. If you are actually looking for Jesus, I'm going to say it again now, then you're looking for him in your brother. If you're not, I don't care how many prophecies and revelations, you are a liar.
I know that.
You say you love God whom you've never seen?
Yep.
Huh? And you don't want to come together and worship with the brother whom you have seen? Well, what about that? You're a liar. You are a liar. Satan, you are a liar.
Spirit and truth.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Throw it down again.
Oh, let's not come in here because we can't do it in spirit. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let anybody tell you can't worship. If you worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. You get out of the way. Or you let God be God. Hallelujah, he is God. I'm doing nothing against the doctrine of Christ. Let's do what he said. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Receive and grant the word with meekness. Humble yourselves in the sight of God. Let's do what he said then. Everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We shouldn't have all this division and opposition when we come here. It should be a coming together real easy. Yeah, it should be. We shouldn't have different minds. But I think we shouldn't say nothing. I think we shouldn't raise our hands up. We shouldn't have that. I mean, we say we have the Spirit, then let's be in the Spirit. Now, the Spirit in me don't tell me that. If the Spirit in you tell you that, then we don't agree. The Spirit in me don't say that. The Spirit in me say, give me glory, give me praise. Spirit in me say, love your neighbor. Say, Christ is in him. That's your brother. Love him. Serve him. Lay down your life for him. That's what the Spirit tell me. Is this the spirit of truth or not? Lay down your life for the brethren. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
God.
And we need to judge.
Oh, right.
We need to try the Spirit.
Right.
Of course, many have tried the Spirit and say that, well, this isn't the Spirit of God. You know that. Doesn't bother me.
Amen.
Really doesn't.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't bother me.
Hallelujah.
But I wouldn't fool with anybody who say that this is not the Spirit of God working. That's against you. You can play all around all you want to. Okay? And some do. Some are, you know, on the fence, double-minded, mind not made up. You can't say that you weren't warned, though. Hallelujah. We're not going to take this fire in our bosom and not be burned. We'll have to give account for the truth we heard. Huh? For the admonitions we received. For the brother that looked at us and said, come on, love me. Come on. We'll have to give account. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm not trying to do away with any of the gospel. Like Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the prophets. But to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Father, mercy.
We should all know that this is the Spirit of God. Not for destruction, but for edification. And we ought to receive it like that. I didn't write out a sermon, you know that. My message is always the same, no matter what I say. I testify of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're called to do. We are his witnesses. Huh?
Amen.
It's an abomination if I testify of me. I do know the difference, you know. Some think I don't. I can listen to preaching and know if they're testifying of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Just because you talk about the wheel in the middle of the wheel don't mean you're testifying of Jesus. I did it and I testified of Jesus, didn't I? That's how you do it. If you're going to do it and you the end of it is you have some great mystery that you've worked out, then you're not testifying of Jesus Christ. Huh? Wait, God's word is inexhaustible. You're going to tell me you got it all in a nutshell? Come on. Praise the Lord. But one thing the scripture tells is there's a glory of God. Ezekiel saw it in a vision. And the vision caused him to fall on his face. And let's not forget that part. And let's not forget that Jesus Christ is the expressed image of God. Righteous of God's glory. Huh? Hallelujah. That gives glory to God. It testifies of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So we're told to be not weary. Let us be not weary in well doing.
Yes, Lord.
And I say it's well for us to come here. It's well for us to worship God. It's well for us to love one another and serve. It's well. It's well that we humble ourselves. Huh? That we submit to the righteousness of God. It's well that we esteem others above ourselves. It's well. Let us not be weary in well-doing. It's well to give glory to God. It's well to make a joyful noise. It's well. It's well to serve him with gladness. And to give thanks with a grateful heart. Let us be not weary in well doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
have to stand up against them, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They are here, you know.
Yes, they are.
Wicked spirits.
Yes.
Powers, principalities. That's what we wrestle against.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. What I preach shouldn't offend anybody, especially if you say you've seen him. You ought to be rejoicing. Huh? If you've seen him, then you can match it up and say, okay, this is a... But if you didn't get on your face, you didn't see him. Ezekiel saw the vision. He didn't puff himself up. You know God can't show everybody visions. Many that he showed vision, then he can't save them no more. He get, huh? How about that? How about you, Pastor? Well, I see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want God to give me something to lift me up above my brethren. Huh? No. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Huh? Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
And there have been some, whatever Brother Stair said about them, or even if he looked at them, then it made him, well, Brother Stair looked at me, so I'm a prophet. Brother Stair smiled at me. Brother Stair put my dream on me. You know, that's garbage. Well, I'm saying it, you know. If you don't want to say it, listen to me. Huh? Well, did you hear the prophet? Don't you hear me? Yeah, I heard it. I'm going to humble myself. Stay in my place. Love the Lord. Love the brethren. Huh? Yeah, I heard it. Do you hear it? We hear the same thing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't hear the Spirit of God tell me to separate myself from my brother. From the world, but not from my brother. And if you separate from me, then I figure you say I'm not your brother. But Jesus is my brother. You're not going to get that from me. I may not be your brother, but Jesus is my brother. He's my friend. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You can be double-minded all you want to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know I'm outside the camp. What do you mean outside the camp? Well, I could tell you. Would you hear me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. But I'm in Christ and he's in me. Yes. The love of God. Peace of God. Come on. Hallelujah. For all the things that we're told that's coming up on the face of the earth, I need Jesus. I don't need a lot of garbage and bunk. I need something that will work. Huh? I need something that will work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David talked about laying up something for the siege. That's what we need.
Right.
Amen.
Reveal truth.
We need faith in God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hmm?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, all truth is revealed because... That's why we have the Spirit. There's not any truth that's not revealed. All truth is revealed. Jesus Christ reveals himself to you. He is the truth. I've seen him reveal truth. Okay? Praise the Lord. Is that all right? You see? Well, that's because he manifests himself. to you like he does not unto the world. That's revealed. Yeah, God has to reveal.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's the only calling you need for the revelation is be a son of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory. Are you against the ministries of... No. How can anybody say that? Are we not here? The fruit of the ministry of the prophets? All of them. Including R.G. State. Also Jeremiah. How about Ezekiel? Isaiah. How about Micah? Yeah, we're the fruit of the prophets. No problem with the prophet ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got something for God's people, then get your gift, sanctify, and give it. You got something that's not just for you. If it is, it's not from God. It's not from God. You got something from God, whatever it is. It's to profit the body with all. Hallelujah. It's to get you down and get God up. It's to testify of the greatness of God. There's no gifts God gives to exalt men. They already have that. It's a curse. We don't need a gift from God to exalt ourselves. We need a gift from God to humble ourselves. God don't give gifts to exalt folk. That's not from God. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. 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 We shouldn't be bored and tired of hearing about God. It is a shame. You know, we've been under the prophet. We don't have time to listen to you, Pastor Wright. Well, hear what the Spirit says. All right. You know what I say? Just hear what the Spirit says. I don't have anything to say. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't appreciate God and come and see about us? Are we going to put a different spin on this? Yeah, I testify of Jesus Christ. He's my Savior, my Deliverer, my glory, the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. And if all men forsake me, the Lord will lift me up. You can say the same thing. Your mother and father might forsake you, but Jesus will not. Make sure you're loyal to him. Don't forsake him for your brothers, sister, father, mother. Make sure you love him above all.
Hallelujah.
The test that he gives will determine that, you know.
Amen.
Of course, we got the book with the answers in it, but still, we not passing so well. Huh? Imagine that. We got an open book test, and we still come up short. Help Jesus. We raise the book up. Well, that's a testimony against us. We still coming up short.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
True.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to try to find the scripture here. You know, about there's one in Malachi. Maybe we could read it. One of the prophets, you know.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm not in anybody's place but my own. I'm not preventing anybody to do what God would have them to do. In fact, I'm a help and an encouragement to anybody who wants to do what God would have them to do. I promise you that. I would encourage you to worship God. Humble yourself to love your neighbor. And if you got a gift, get it sanctified and give it. I encourage you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
I like gifts.
Amen.
Let me see. Here it is. It said, "Oh my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee?" Isn't that quite? Now this is out of one of the prophets. Huh? Y'all believe the prophets, don't you? You know what God said? He said, "Hear now what the Lord saith also." No, hear what the Lord said. "Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy." Yeah. "And ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel." What is he going to plead? "O my people, what have I done unto thee to weary thee?"
Bye.
"That you come into my house so lackadaisical." Huh? What have I done to weary thee? You know, it's tiresome, it's irksome, it's bore. Huh? Come on, what have I done? Have I failed you? Have I forsook you? Huh? Have I been faithful? What have I done that you're weary to come in here and worship me? Come, what have I done? This is the book. Somebody hold them up now. Let's hold, make sure we hold them up. What have I done to weary thee? That's God's controversy.
Oh, Jesus.
Where'd you find? Well, I found it in the prophets. I told you, I've got no problem with the prophets.
Right.
Hear what he said?
Right.
That's God's question.
Right.
To God's people, he's, "What have I done to weary thee?"
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got enough. You know,
sure.
Two witnesses, huh?
Yes, Lord.
Because there's always a witness for the word of God.
Yes.
Always.
Christ, messenger.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When Cornelius prayed and heard from God, he sent him to Peter with Paul. He sent him to Ananias. And they were different places. Heard the same thing. Two witnesses. It's always that way. If God just told you, then he didn't tell nobody. Everybody understand that? When he told the widow to sustain the prophet, guess what? He told the prophet, "I've commanded the widow." See, two witnesses. You're the only one to know, then God didn't tell you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I've got another one.
Oh, Jesus.
"Let us be not weary,
not weary
in well doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not." Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Father.
Amen.
The next one, I think, is in, when I say Malachi. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Rice, it's time for us to go. Yeah, come, Lord Jesus. Come and save us. Of course, when we're ready to go, he will. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord is good.
Yes, he is.
The Lord is good. Blessed is the man who puts his trust in him. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Okay, that's a testimony. Service we can do.
That's right.
We taste it.
Yes. Amen.
And we can testify.
He is good.
That the Lord is good.
Yes.
Anytime, all the time, every time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can make anything our pulpit.
Amen.
And we do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, we testify wherever we go. Yes. We're witnesses wherever. Yeah. We are his witnesses. My admonition, or the admonition of the Spirit, let's be faithful witnesses. Faithful witnesses. Hallelujah. Because the one that called us, he's faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got it right here.
Okay,
listen to it. But now I pray you beseech God that he will be gracious unto us.
Yes, Lord.
This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons, said the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for no? Neither do you kindle fires on mine altar for no. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand.
Oh, Jesus.
For from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering.
Yes.
For my name shall be great among the heathen, said the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, and that you say the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible.
Yes.
You said also, behold, what a weariness it is. See the book?
Hallelujah. See the book?
You said, oh, what a weariness it is. We have to serve God. We have to worship God. Oh, what a weariness it is.
My God, my God. My God.
And you have snuffed at it, said the Lord of hosts. And you have brought that which was torn and lame and the sick. Thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, said the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Our words have been stout against the Lord.
Amen.
No?
Hallelujah.
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 The prophet says here, ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Yeah, we weary God with that.
Amen.
And say, where is the God of judgment? What's the use of us going to pray?
My Lord.
Why should we seek the Lord? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Give God the praise.
Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Saint, time is moving on. But faith, courage, patience is going to be worked out in time.
Yeah. Amen.
God has a purpose for this time, you
yes,
know.
He do.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as the song says, time is filled with swift transition. No, on earth unmoved can stand. Every earthly thing is going to be shaken.
Right.
Eventually, burned up.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
But there's going to be something that remains.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Cannot be shaken.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. It's good for a man to quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, after that, let's not be weary in well doing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother David, you want to come pray for us?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us stand.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
As we thank you, Father, once again for gathering us together to hear the anointed word of God through the mouth of the prophet and the mouth of your pastor that you have sent us. Thank you, Lord, once again for gathering us here. Thank you for all those who would join us out there, wherever they may be. And thank you, Father, for your great love toward us. Thank you, Father, for calling us to be saints of the Most High God. And we must come together, Lord. You will do it. You will have us a one church. For we are one in you and you in us. So we just don't want to be weary, Lord, in well-doing. And we just want to just keep on, keeping on, because that's all we can do is trust you, Lord, and keep our mind stayed on you. So help us, Father, to do just that, to keep our mind stayed on you each and every day, and let us not be weary in well-doing, I pray. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother David. Lord, hear our cry. I believe he will. Certainly this is the will of God. We be not weary. Did our faith fail not?
Yes.
Amen. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
You are so sinful. You are so wicked. I have pled with you for years, and I have cried and pled with you that thou shalt turn from thy sin.